Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. After countless classes, rehearsals, dress parades, photo shoots, and demonstrations in a cramped two-studio building on the fairgrounds, North Star Ballet is relocating. On Monday, the ballet finalized the purchase of Artisans Courtyard for $1.72 million. The organization plans to move in as soon as possible, but must wait until after the Tanana Valley State Fair to retrieve items from the old studio. The purchase of the new location was facilitated by a $250,000 grant from the Rasmussen Foundation, as well as $250,000 in matching community donations. To celebrate the purchase of the 10-year-old building, the ballet is hosting an open house and ice cream social at the new studio from noon to 3 p.m. on August 19th. On August 20th, current and former dancers are invited to a ballet masterclass dedicating a new studio to former ballet mistress Sue Perry, who died in 2015. North Star Ballet outgrew its rented space on the fairgrounds long ago. Walking through the two doors of the Arctic Entry, parents and students were greeted by a skinny hall with a few chairs, and at the end of that hall, another equally skinny hallway. A left at the hallway's intersection led to the main dance studio, while a right led to a miniature waiting room, small dance studio, another hallway, and bathrooms. Toss in costumes and props, tack on an office and Pilates studio, and it was the ballet's home for more than two decades. In winter, condensation froze thick on doors and windows. In spring, the roof leaked. Moving to Artisans Courtyard increases the number of dance studios from two to three, provides an extra 1,000 square feet of usable dance and rehearsal space, and includes a large waiting room and formal offices. North Star Ballet also will become landlord for five tenants who rent space throughout the building. In what was labeled a love-in, more than 20 people gathered yesterday at Alaska U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski's Fairbanks office. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, many of the same people had been there several weeks earlier to protest a Senate health care bill.
Hi, got flowers for Lisa?
Trina Bailey staffs the Fairbanks office for Senator Murkowski. She stood outside the foyer Monday as a score of people gathered just before noon. Several visitors brought bouquets. Organizer Doug Tolley explained it was something of an historic moment. Tolley is advocacy director for Access Alaska and a member of ADAPT, a grassroots disabilities rights group.
And this is actually an official ADAPT event, but then it's probably the first ADAPT love-in ever.
Absent were placards and chants. Instead, most of those gathered bore smiles. Many said they wanted to offer thanks to Murkowski for being one of three Republicans to vote down the Senate health care bill last week. Californian Virginia Hanley was visiting when she heard about the gathering.
It's stunning that she stood up and said no to an administration I find reprehensible.
Hanley, who's on Medicare, says all Americans should enjoy the same level of health care. Tolley, who had just flown in from Washington, D.C., says he and his organization are hoping it's time for bipartisan cooperation.
Healthcare is complicated, and it takes more than just one party figuring it out.
When asked how the senator is taking the praise and snipes, Trina Bailey says Murkowski just wants to focus on the future and craft better healthcare legislation. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
The lone insurer offering policies on Alaska's individual health insurance market has filed for an average rate decrease of about 22% next year. If approved, this would be the first time the average rate has decreased under the current federal health care law in Alaska. Primera Blue Cross Blue Shield attributed the requested drop in rates to factors that include the payment of high-cost claims through a state program and a sharp reduction in the use of medical services by customers. The company in a statement called the rate decrease encouraging, but it cautioned against drawing any conclusions about a small Alaska market that it said remains volatile. The filing has yet to be approved by the state. Annual rate increases reached as high as about 40% previously and averaged about 7% for this year. The moderated increase followed passage by the state legislature of a program intended to help stabilize the market by addressing certain high-cost claims separately. The state requested federal help to keep the program going, arguing it will save the federal government millions of dollars in subsidies that many in the individual market receive to ease their premium costs. The federal government recently approved that request. Primera spokeswoman Melanie Kuhn said the monthly premium for a 40-year-old non-smoker in Anchorage on the least expensive bronze plan, with an annual deductible of $5,250, was $703 per month this year. Under the proposed rate filing, the monthly premium would be $561 per month. For more on today's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.